Welcome to Canadian Politics is Boring.
Welcome to another episode of Canadian Politics is Boring. Oh, God, is it ever. My name is Jesse Harley, and I'm here with my good Welsh friend, Rhys Waters, who's come to Canada and knows nothing about Canadian politics. And he wants to learn by teaching me. Now, I'm very uninterested in this shit. And so far, he's been able to make it a little entertaining for me and probably really entertaining for you. So, Rhys, thanks for having me on your show, man.
It's a bit presumptuous. Hi, I'm Rhys, by the way. So,
yeah, that's Rhys. Rhys, what's on the menu for today, buddy?
Have you heard of the Rhinoceros Party?
No. This sounds familiar.
The French name is Parti Rhinoceros, in case you didn't.
Okay.
Which is, there's a code there to crack how to speak French. You just swap the words around.
Okay.
So I'm fluent in French. It's the good news.
All right.
Or French fluent.
as they say.
Yeah. As they say. It's no French person ever said. So the Rhinoceros Party is a Canadian federal level satirical political party.
Satirical political party.
They're a satirical party, but they're a national party.
What? Hold on. So meaning they're an actual party you can vote for?
You can vote for them. They pay the money to take part. They field candidates across the entire country in Canada, and you can vote for them.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Now, I'm from the UK, and this is like a big deal in the UK. There's so many satirical parties in the UK. There's the...
I mean, that makes sense.
there's the Monster Raving Loony Party is the one that's been around the longest. And also, there's this new guy on the scene called Lord Buckethead. Now, I emailed you a picture earlier. I want you to open that email and take a look at the picture, and you'll see a photo of Lord Buckethead stood next to former British Prime Minister Theresa May.
Okay, I'm opening it now.
And describe to the listeners what it looks like.
What the fuck? Why would she take our photo with this bird? Okay, so it looks like one of the knights from Monty Python and the meaning of life or flying, whatever it was.
It's Darth Vader, but if you swapped Darth Vader's head with just a black, like,
it's a long
rubbish bin, like waste paper bin.
With a hole, a slit in where the eyes are and a hole where the mouth is, and like a cape and cowl and, well, no cowl, but yeah, it's weird, man. It's really, really weird.
You could run against Theresa May in her constituency. And what happens in British politics is that if you run, even the Prime Minister has to stand on stage in a line while they announce the results. And usually these colourful characters dressed as like different weird personas.
If you want to see this photo, go to our social media and we'll post it there.
And also, for instance, someone dressed as Elmo ran against Boris Johnson recently as well. So Elmo was stood on stage with Boris Johnson when they counted his seat too.
That's remarkable.
So, and they do it in Canada too. You just didn't know.
No. So tell me about the Rhinoceros Party then. I doubt it'll be as ridiculous as Buckethead. This is,
yeah, but that's like British people like their weird, weird, weird humor. So it's kind of, it's, yeah,
no,
expect
I know.
It.
As I'm getting to know, the more I get to know you.
So the Rhinos were started in 1963 by Jacques Ferron, a physician and author. And it was just supposed to satirize mainstream politics. Okay. And in the 70s, a group of artists and comedians joined up, and it kind of expanded into this bigger thing.
Okay.
And then it kind of died out in the 90s, but it was recently relaunched as well.
All right.
And they have had some amazing policies in their manifestos when they've stood for election.
I have a feeling you're about to tell me some of them.
I selected some of my favorites.
Oh, goody. Okay.
Yeah. So... tearing down the Rocky Mountains so that Albertans could see the Pacific sunset.
It it's about fucking time.
No, no.
Those eyesores, man.
Eliminate small business and replace them with very small business, having what, having less than one employee. Building one nuclear power plant per household, including monthly distributions of lead underwear to Canadians. Indoor lighting would then be provided by radioactive citizens. Which, so some of these, I like these. I think they're good.
I know who I'm voting for.
This is my favorite one. Providing higher education by building taller schools.
That's just horrible. That's bad.
I like that one. It's a good one.
You would like that one. Jesus.
Abolishing the environment because it's too hard to keep clean and takes up so much space.
I mean, I think we're already doing that, just a little slower than they'd probably like. You know?
Exactly. Well, they were ahead of their time. So.
Right. Yes. Yes. Thank you. Exactly.
People weren't ready for those kind of policies in the 60s. So with their recent resurgence, though, I think that last year they had a real high point in terms of one of their genius scams to have fun during a Canadian election. So have you ever heard of a man called Maxime Bernier?
You know, I have, amazingly. I just heard the name. I don't know who it is or what they've done or anything, but the name I remember, and that to me blows my mind, because again, I know nothing about Canadian politics at all. So
he's kind of like the face of the hard / far right of conservative politics in Canada. He broke away from the Conservative Party and started a party called the PPC, or Paperclick.
The People's
Party.
The People's Party of Canada, or Paperclick.
I tell everyone it's called Paperclick.
I have heard of this.
It's like smart populism, which is...
apparently they're just absolutely insane.
Yeah, so...
like super, super far right, extreme far right.
Well, some of his founding members had ties to American white nationalist and anti-immigration groups too. So...
right.
And I think...
So they're just delightful people. Yeah. Just,
I mean, they love people like me.
Yeah. People you want to invite for tea.
I came to Canada. Some Canadian is now out of work because I came here.
That's how that works. Yeah.
It is. Yeah, it exactly, is how it works. Yeah. So one in, one out, like a full pub. Yeah. So I see him as like a Canadian Nigel Farage.
I know. Again, wait, Nigel Farage. I edited a trailer for a documentary that talked about him, and he was part of the Brexit thingy. Is that right?
Yeah, he's like the face, the public face of Brexit and horrible racism in the UK.
Oh, I didn't know that part. That's interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. Well.
Yeah. So weird man. And the crazy thing is he wanted to stop European immigration, and his own wife is German, which was weird. So
that is.
So I think what happened was an entire country got caught up in some kind of bizarre attempt at avoiding an expensive divorce.
Right. So, that's not the first time we've seen that happen. Yeah.
Right. So, we can't live together. I'd love to live with you, but they just don't allow it anymore. So you have to go back to Germany, and I'll stay here in the UK. So.
Yeah,
that's because all my stuff's here.
Because all my stuff's here is the best reason.
Anyway, so back to enough of British and European politics. Back to Canadian politics.
I don't know. I'd much prefer talking about British politics.
So anyway,
you guys are fucking nuts. Like, just.
So Maxime Bernier was standing for election. So the PPC have never elected anyone. They're a brand new political party, and he was standing, they fielded candidates across Canada hoping to have an anti-immigration kind of surge and steal hard right kind of people from the progressive conservatives. And he was running in Quebec in Beauce Beauce in Quebec.
Belche? No, that's Italian. I don't know. No idea.
Send us an email. the pronunciation.
An angry email. Correcting us. It's not going to be a polite and you can't, email. Come on.
You can't offend me because everybody pronounces Welsh places wrong. So
spell one for me. Let me try to pronounce it.
Okay. How do you pronounce this place name? I used to live five minutes away from it. I used to play for the rugby team when I was actually on the drinking team, and then I fell into rugby by accident. So it's spelt Y.
Yep.
N.
I'm gonna write this down.
Okay.
Y N.
Y.
Y N Y.
S.
S.
D.
You were just making this up.
D.
Now. What?
U. So
YNYSDDU.
Yes. How do you pronounce that?
You just looked at a bunch of random letters on your keyboard, didn't you? There's no way this is.
It does look like a secure password. I am working with
throwing a couple numbers and
yeah. I'm working my way through Welsh place names as passwords.
Ynysdw?
Ynysddu.
What?
Ynysddu.
Ynysddu.
If anyone is upset by our pronunciation of Beaus, then don't be because
just write us an angry email and we'll
just Google Wales and just try and pronounce some things and then the anger will subside and you'll just feel pity. So the People's Party of Canada. So Maxime Bernier was running in that kind of riding, and I think he thought he was in with a shot because he'd won there in the past, and he's a big personality nationally in Canadian conservative politics. So many people thought he was going to be the first PPC candidate to win. And the Rhinoceros Party decided to run their own candidate there, and they found a man called Maxime Bernier, a different Maxime Bernier.
And
so they found someone in that riding or near that riding to run against Maxime Bernier with the same name.
Okay. They actually found someone named Maxime. That's legally?
Legally. And his name was legally Maxime Bernier. And he agreed to run against the other Maxime. I was going to say the real Maxime Bernier. They were both real. The more high profile professional politician Maxime Bernier.
That's hilarious.
And Maxime, the Rhino candidate, said that if anyone got confused, they could refer back to his slogan. And his slogan was, "If you're not sure, then vote for both." Which I think is genius.
It is genius.
I think it's amazing.
What's that called? That's spoiling your ballot, isn't it? Isn't that what it is?
Yeah, if you do that, you ruin it. But also the confusion of there being two Maxime Berniers on there. Do you want to know what the results were?
Yes, I do.
So Maxime Bernier didn't win.
Which one?
Neither of them won. So the PPC didn't get...
Surprise!
Yay! The PPC did not get a candidate elected anywhere in Canada, which was good news because...
That is good news.
It was brilliant news. So but Maxime Bernier lost to someone, for the Conservative candidate, Richard Leher. I don't know. I sound like Inspector Clouseau. L-E-H-O-U-X.
Lehau. I don't know. I should know that.
The Conservative candidate had just under 23,000 votes, which was 38.5% of the vote. Maxime Bernier had just under 17,000, so he had 28.3% of the vote. And then the Rhinoceros, Maxime Bernier, had 1,084 votes. So he had 1.8% of the electorate voted for him.
That's amazing.
And
that's amazing.
The other crazy thing is the Green Party only had 400 more votes than the imposter Maxime Bernier.
Oh my God.
So, which I found really funny. I mean, it's really sad because, I mean, you know, they stand
very sad.
It's really sad. So. So even if imposter Maxime did confuse things, even with that extra 1,000 votes, it wouldn't have made a difference. But I really like that idea. I really think that should be more of a thing.
That's so funny.
I'd legally change my name to run against somebody.
Would you?
No.
Let's do it.
No.
No?
No, I'm joking. I changed it back. So nationally, the PPC only had 1.6% of the popular vote.
I'm really curious how many of the people that voted for the Rhino Party thought they were voting for the PPC.
I know, it doesn't say, but I think like, people who forgot their glasses, people who were in a rush, maybe they left something cooking in the oven back at home, and they
being very generous towards the people who are voting for the PPC here. They forgot their glasses and they're in a rush. That's why.
I get the impression that 1.8% of the population are the kind of people who just thought it was pretty funny and wanted to support something. Like there was the UK sent a census around. Me and my dad and my brother, when I said religion, we all put Jedi down as our religion. There was a rumor going around that if a certain percentage of the population put Jedi down, it would become an official religion in the UK.
But that didn't actually happen, though, did it?
In the census, when was this? 2001. In the 2001 census, and I was one of these people, 390,127 people put Jedi as their religion.
Oh my God.
Surpassing Sikhism, Judaism, and Buddhism.
Oh my God.
Making it the fourth largest reported religion in the country.
Holy shit.
So.
Did it work?
So. it was not. Well, so Christian, 70%. No religion, 16%. Chose not to respond, 7.8%. Muslim, 3.1%. Hindu, 2.1%. Jedi, 0.7%.
That's amazing.
So, yeah, I think those people are the people who were voting for the Rhinoceros Party,
right? Well, I know
people who want to just hack the system to have a laugh.
I know who I'm voting for next time. The Rhinoceros Party. Why rhinoceros? This is bad. My brain's falling asleep, man. I think I'm done for the day. I'm turning into mush here.
You're Dr. Zeus in on me. So. The rhinoceros.
Dr. Zeusing? What am I? It's Zeus, not Zeus, the god of lightning. Zeus. Dr. Zeus. Dr. Zeus. I'm a god of thunder and a doctor.
new sitcom idea. Zeus.
Dr. Zeus.
He works in a stressful emergency room. He's now a doctor. He's on some kind of sabbatical leave from Mount Olympus. He's surrounded by love interests. So he's trying to save lives and navigate a rocky road in terms of opportunities to fall in love and form meaningful relationships. What a TV show.
All the while battling the criminal underworld who keep breaking into the hospital to try to steal supplies.
Exactly. And the hospital he works for has just been purchased by Hades Corp.
Right.
Which are trying to make them cut corners and risk lives. But Dr. Zeus doesn't stand for that shit. In my head, I see Patch Adams meets Hulk Hogan. And that's
I'm trying to picture that. I'm trying to picture Robin Williams' face and Hulk Hogan's body right now.
Okay. and Hulk Hogan's mustache as
of
well.
Of course, yeah.
And like Hulk Hogan, whenever things turn bad, he just rips his shirt off
and starts rhyming. Yeah.
And starts whilst administering life saving care to people who need it.
All right, I'm going to go have some gin and cookie dough and watch some old... Hey, man, if you haven't tried it, it's disgusting. But it really hits the spot once the fourth or fifth gin kind of kicks in. So
I'm going to go and continue celebrating my dog's 9th birthday.
Happy birthday to your fucking dog. Holy shit. What did you guys get up to?
We made him a cake that humans and dogs could eat. And we shared it.
Okay.
And then we gave him a toy that resembled a dead pheasant. And
it was just a dead pheasant.
And he destroyed it in roughly 32 minutes, which he does to all his toys. He loves them so much, he just tears them all apart.
So thank you all for listening. Thanks for sticking us in your ear holes, just all snug the way you like it. Remember to go and buy a t-shirt that says Unsuccessful Merchant or Manitoba Knights. Or our new show, Dr. Zeus.
Oh, God.
As we all know, sharing is caring. If someone was at a bar with me and they saw me nursing a drink as I cried myself to sleep in a corner and they came over and asked to have some of my drink, I would, of course, share it with them because that's what we do as Canadians. We share. And if you want to give back to our podcast because you enjoyed this, please just share it with your friends. Today is sharing day, and you just click the little share thing. And I tell you what, if you did that, if you shared it and you want to give us an idea for what we should talk about next and what Reese can make it into an interesting topic to try to teach me and try to make it as boring as possible, because like give him a challenge, then write us at our email address. And our email address is, do you have a pen and paper ready?
Do you want me to say it?
Because you've got your thick Welsh accent. canadianpoliticsisboring@gmail.com, if you couldn't guess. Actually, you
I can do it in a Canadian accent if you want.
Yes, I'd love to hear that.
canadianpoliticsisboring@gmail.com. Is that Canadian?
That was
am I Canadian? Yeah.